This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And hey, listen, I want to welcome you to July. Can you believe it? We're in a brand new month, and I'm not sure where this broadcast finds you, but super thankful that you are tuning in. Phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well. Many of you have done that. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Speaking of emails, we're getting a lot of emails recently about me possibly coming out to your church to speak. I do that kind of thing. And, you know, this summer is a good time for that, especially for those of you who are in a tropical location, maybe. But I want to make sure you guys know how to do that appropriately. The phone number to call for that is 615-515-3223. 615-515-3223. The extension is 5575. The extension is 5575 if you're interested in that, or your organization or your church or whatever. But before we go to the lines, as you call in, I want to let you know about our SMART conference in the fall. We're heading to Atlanta and Houston, and I know that's the two cities that we are on the radio there, Atlanta and Houston. So anyone who can get there, whether you're from Atlanta, Houston, or somewhere nearby, the SMART conference is coming your way in October, October 8th at North Point Community Church in Atlanta. And at Grace Community Church on October 22nd there in Houston. The speakers are Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, Chris Hogan, Christy Wright, myself, Anthony O'Neill, Dr. Meg Meeker, and Dr. Les Parrott, talking all about relationships and personal development, and of course, finance is part of that, life balance, and everything in between. So really, really cool event. Over 1,200 of you have already bought tickets, and they're going fast. Just head over to stewardship.com and check those out. Well, again, the phone lines are open, 866-357-3283. It looks like this first call is coming in from Garland, Texas. This is Aaliyah. Aaliyah, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Okay, so my grandfather recently passed away and is leaving us his house, and it needs some repairs before it's really something we could do anything with. Or I guess we could technically sell it. I don't know whether we should repair it and then sell it, or just sell it. And then once we've done the selling, what do we do with what we get? You know, I've got some debt. I know we need to pay that off, but it's like after you pay off debt, there should still be some left over. What else do we do?
Yeah, great questions. Good questions to ask. I'm sorry to hear about your loss. I know there's a you're dealing with the emotional part and then also the practical part at the same time. So right. I know it's difficult. Tell me a little bit about the house. What are some of the things that need repaired?
It definitely needs new carpet and paint. There is a little bit of a foundation issue. It's a pier and beam. And other than that, I don't know of anything significant. But it's just, you know, got some wear and tear on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, the foundational part, you're going to want to get several opinions, because sometimes you can see a crack, or it looks like it's a foundational issue, but it's actually cosmetic. It's cosmetic in the foundation, and it's not necessarily a foundational structural issue. So you're going to get several opinions on some inspectors to come in there and give you that.
Right.
So you want to do that on the front end and find out what you're dealing with. Cosmetic, usually those kind of things like paint and carpet are a no-brainer. They're a yes. Anything minor on the exterior is probably a yes. Those kind of things. So you, those are typically yeses. However, in some scenarios, what you want to ask yourself in any scenario really is, what is the highest and best use? That's a real estate term. The highest and best use of this property. So in some areas, the reason why I don't want to give you a blanket answer is because in some areas, the buyer might want to bulldoze the home and build a condominium there, or bulldoze the home and put a business there, depending on how it's zoned.
Right.
So just keep that in mind.
So probably just get an opinion from a real estate agent, maybe?
Yeah, and that's where I'm headed, but I do want to ask a few more questions. Really, you've got to have a local expert is really important, but some foundational concepts we can talk about for all of our listeners to kind of glean some kind of takeaways from this situation. What's the square footage on the home?
We think it's around 1,300. I don't remember for a fact. I don't think I've actually ever been told.
Okay. And do you know anything that's going on in that area as far as the neighborhood? And
It's out in the middle of it's a retirement community. There's mostly older people with houses near the lake. I mean, it's a stone's throw away from the lake. It's about an acre. Everybody out there is pretty much just retirement age, is what I understand.
Yeah, is the area appreciating?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have the base value, but that's about it.
Yeah, no. What the local real estate expert is going to do is come over and give you a CMA, comparative market analysis, and tell you what homes like that have been selling for in the last 6 to 9 months. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is contact a local, what we call our ELPs, our endorsed local providers.
Yes.
And you can find them at stewardship.com. And they're people that we've filtered, and that they're like the best in the area. So I've actually literally just did that this month myself, and it was a great process.
Okay.
So as far as what you're going to do with the money, how much money was it about?
Well, the tax thing said about 101 is what the estimated value is, about 101,000.
So that's tax value, not market value.
Right.
Okay, so your market value might be higher than that.
Right.
So, but anyway, what you're going to want to do is, there's differing opinions out there on this as far as whether you tithe off of that, because it's inherited, and the money that's gone towards the house has been post-tithe. For me personally, if it were me, I would tithe off of it, because it'd be new money to me that God's provided my household.
That's what my husband said.
Yeah, so if I would tithe off of it, that'd be the first thing you do. Let's just say it's an even 100 grand, so there's 10. Then 90 grand you're going to put towards 1,000 in the money market account as an emergency fund, starter emergency fund.
But yeah, we have about 2,000.
Okay, good. So you're going to take that second 1,000 and you're going to put that towards your debt also, and then pay off all debt. And if you have money left over, what you're going to want to do is beef that emergency fund up to 3 to 6 months of expenses, not income, but 3 to 6 months of expenses. And then after that, you're going to sit down with one of our ELPs and talk through some investment options. But you're really interested in a 401k, a Roth IRA, our growth stock mutual funds with a great history of performance. But you're going to want to diversify that money is the big key. You want to look for tax advantages. You're looking for diversification, and you're looking long term. And if you choose to put money down for a house, it'd be after you do the emergency fund, and you want at least 20% down.
Okay.
So let me do this to give you a little bit more clarity. Let me give you the total money makeover. It's got 5 million copies have been sold over the last, 5-7 years. I'm not sure when it was written, but by Dave Ramsey. And it walks you through step by step how to process this. And we just want to give that to you, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, stay on the line.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
All right, folks, you can email in, you can call in. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and the number is 866-357-3283. This next call comes in from Tucson, Arizona. This is Greg. Greg, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help?
I just had a question. With my job, I have the ability to put into a traditional thrift savings plan and or the option of a Roth through the thrift savings plan. And I'm just trying to figure out if one has an advantage over the other, or they both pretty much the same, or should I diversify and put, you know, a portion into each?
Yeah, great question. And a question that most of our listenership will be interested in the answer on this one. In most retirement accounts, unless you're starting in your 60s, are you in your 60s?
No.
Okay, so unless...
I'm 54.
Gotcha. 90% plus of the money in the account when you reach retirement is going to be growth. It's going to be money that, not contributions, but more of the growth that's happened since. For you being in your 50s, right, it might not be 90%, but the majority will be growth.
Okay.
10% or less is the money that you put into the account. So the growth being tax-free by being in a Roth thrift savings plan is excellent. That's what you want. You want the Roth. And let me give you let me give everybody an example. If you've got $1 million in there and 900,000 of it is growth and you get taxed on that, the taxes are about $300,000. If it's in a Roth, there is no taxes. So in a sense, Roth has saved $300,000 out of every 1 million. So, you know, that's what this decision is really, really important. So yes, I'm going to go with the Roth, and again, if you're starting very, very late out there and there's not going to be you know, much in there except what you put in, the math might not work out exactly that way.
Right. But. Yeah, I've been in it for a few years, and I think it's 8% in one and 6% in the other, and I was just trying to, you know, ask you if I should just move it all into one and go from there, or
anything with the word, with the letters ROTH in it, and they're all combined together to spell Roth, that is your best friend.
Okay.
So very good question.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, got an email here from Leslie. Says, how important is it that my spouse has input during our monthly budget meetings? Very. She says, we are currently on baby step number 2 and have been working the program for a few months now. My husband is totally on board with the program, but I'm completely the nerd. It's not that I don't want his input, but in fact, I'm looking for the opposite. I want his input. I draw up our monthly budget month after month, and when we discuss this together, I ask him, almost to the point of nagging, what he would like to change. He always tells me it looks good and is great at following the budget that is set. It's pretty, I mean, that's great, but she says, I feel like I'm doing all the work, but at the same time, he agrees and sticks to the plan. Dave Ramsey says that both parties need to have a say during the budget meeting. Are we okay? Or do I need to insist further that my husband make at least one change to our monthly budget? Thanks for taking the time to answer my question. I love your podcast. Yes, it is very important because he very well may be completely fine with everything right now. But what can happen is that he begins to fester a little bit of resentment later. And so you kind of want to proactively think about this, kind of like in baby steps, you know, just like we do with the finances. Ask him some very easy and kind of subtle and casual elementary questions that are easy for him, just to, so he doesn't have to go into too deep of thought, and let him get some quick wins. So he says his little thought, you could take it either way. He gets his way. And what happens is after that, what you want to do is you want to praise him for his insight. And I don't know anyone, any of us, who doesn't like to be praised, right? And here's the deal. What gets rewarded gets repeated. What gets rewarded gets repeated with all of us, not just husbands, but what gets rewarded gets repeated. John Maxwell talks a lot about giving people a reputation to uphold. And you like being the nerd, Leslie, but somewhere someone said, man, you're so good at this stuff. And so you've kind of upheld this reputation to be really good, be organized, and be a nerd. And so that's where it started. You know, Paul said to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 11, in verse 3, he says, but I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. And then check this out. Then in verse 11, he says, however, in the Lord, neither is woman independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. And we're supposed to work on these things together. Well, folks, buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial decisions that you'll ever make in your life. When making a decision this big, most people, they get help from a real estate agent. But do you know where to find a top agent that you can trust to get you a better deal on your home? Endorsed local providers are real estate agents with the heart of a teacher, selling a minimum of 40 homes annually. I used to be a real estate broker. I'm telling you, 40 homes a year is bringing it. Our ELPs close 5 times more business than a typical real estate agent does in any 1 year. And on top of that, they put customer service before their commission, and you can tell the difference. So make sure you get connected with an endorsed real estate agent in your area by going to stewardship.com and clicking on Find an ELP.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Let's get back to Chris.
This email comes in from Randy. He says, "Dear Chris, recently listened to your program and I'm seeking sound Christian advice. I've recently started a job with a new company and have a small pension with my previous employer. Would it be wise to use this money to start the baby steps 1 through 3 or to leave it where it is? Thank you." Based on what you've told me, Randy, I love it. I love you using the pension to use it to just fly right through baby steps 1, 2, and 3, and then immediately start 15% of your income going towards long-term investments. Long-term investments like 401k, a Roth IRA, a traditional IRA, anything with growth stock mutual funds involved. You want to make sure that you're doing that as soon as possible if you're going to be using that pension. But I like it. You fly right through those 3 steps and you're already on baby step 4. It's amazing. When you go to get those growth stock mutual funds, of course, I know the best people in the business that can have a heart of a teacher, and they're going to focus on you, customer service, and not their commission. And they are our ELPs, our endorsed local providers. You can find them at stewardship.com under the section Chris recommends, and we do have them in your area. Wherever you're emailing from, they're all over the country. So check them out. Our ELPs are endorsed local providers. And this next call comes in from Boston. This is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we serve you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, honored.
I'm calling because I'm 34. I'm married. My husband and I are almost debt-free, and it's been a really great journey. I have a little sister. She's 17. She's graduating high school next year. And, you know, I'm a little worried because my family has never been good with money. And she's coming to visit me this summer. I'd really like to take the chance to sort of talk to her about money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know how to go about it without sounding preachy or, kind of alienating her about it. And I know when I was 17, I thought I knew everything. So I just wondered if you had any ideas or resources for me.
Yeah, great question. And I'm thankful for your sibling heart. How old is she?
She's 17.
All right. Well, you alluded to it a little bit in your question that you remember when you were 17. I think that's really important. I think those of you listening in that are in a similar situation as Elizabeth, where someone's not really good with finances and it happens to be something that you're either good at or getting the hang of, you want to, first of all, put yourself in their shoes. You got to ask yourself, as a 17-year-old, get into her world a little bit and to help her. So you ask her, what's important to her. Of course, you've heard the phrase before, people don't care about what you know until they know that you care. So I think when she comes, you're going to build some trust and just pour into her and make a lot of deposits before you make a withdrawal. with, you know, with kind of challenging her. So you're going to want to encourage, and then challenge. But you want to find out what her short-term goals are, what her long-term goals are. And then what you're going to do is package this whole thing. And how can I help you accomplish your goals, short-term and long-term? Because she's probably not thinking long-term. Right. But she could be thinking long-term for her might be 4 years down the road. So how are you going to get there? How are you going to get to that six-month goal? Okay, I want to have a car or I want to have whatever it is. And then kind of package all of this in a stealth-like way, helping her reach her goals. So it's all about helping her reach her goals where she's at, and you're going to use some relevant terms for her. I will tell you this, Elizabeth, there's a really great resource for this called Generation Change. And it's, you know, it's geared for where she's at. And I want to give that to you for free. So when we hang up, I'll give it, that'll give you a kind of a basis to talk through. But, you know, and if she won't watch it, maybe you can say, I'll watch it with you, or maybe bribe her to watch it, whatever. It can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. So in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to this concert. It's going to be incredible. I got tickets. I can get a ticket for you, but you got to watch this video. I can just be fun with it, you know? That's the way I see it. But the bottom line is speak the truth, but with lots of grace, knowing that we're all on a journey, okay? And so that the key is that phrase where you said, I remember when I was 17. Ephesians 4 verses 15 and 16 says, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So lots of things to pull out of that passage, but we will grow to become. That's a whole idea of us always maturing. So just be aware that we're all not in the same spot at the same time. Later on in that passage, it talks about growing and building. And then it says, as each part does its work. And so I think you can kind of guide her, but at the end of the day, you got to release a little bit and say, hey, listen, she's got to figure this stuff on her own. She's got to do her own work. And just you're just giving advice, but no messiah complex, that you've got to make sure you keep her from any kind of mistakes. She's going to make mistakes, but hopefully that helps you out.
Well, thank you so much. It does.
All right, good. Elizabeth, stay on the line. We're going to give you Generation Change. All right, folks, you've got to hear this incredible testimony from Sandy. She writes in, she says, Dear Chris, first of all, let me say thank you for your show. Since listening to the show last year, I've taken and completed the Financial Peace University class. The class gave me the tools and knowledge I need to be making better financial decisions. The first thing I did, as is recommended, was get my $1,000 emergency fund. I've also since paid off all credit cards and now working on paying off a car loan 3 years early. Now, the reason for this email, this is so cool, y'all. I want you to know how empowered, that is so crucial, empowered I feel since having the $1,000 emergency fund. This week, I found that I needed attic repairs. We had birds and critters getting in the attic. The estimate was $1,200. I told the repairman that I would be paying cash and asked if he would check with his office and see if I could get a discount. The power of cash, y'all, right? And she says, guess what? They said yes, and the estimate went from $1,200 to $1,000. The repairman said that no one had ever asked him about a discount for paying cash. Hard to believe. And in the past several years, since being a divorced and over 50 female, making financial decisions had been an anxious road for me. But today, and this is what the show's all about, but today, knowing I had the necessary funds for such times, I had the confidence to take more control of my money, or God's money. Thank you again for your show and the God-given advice that you give to us. Keep up the good work. We need you out there. Folks, that is exactly what this show's about. And we're just going to just let Sandy drop the mic on this episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. That is exactly what managing money God's way looks like. And that is just one way that he blesses us. Sometimes it's more subtle. Sometimes, like in this instance, He just shows off a little bit. I absolutely love it. Well, folks, don't forget, visit stewardship.com. Get connected with an endorsed real estate agent in your area. Again, stewardship.com. Click find an ELP. Well, folks, as you're listening to this show and making changes in your own life, give us a call to tell us how you're doing. Just call us at 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. Folks, it has been a pleasure. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.